understand that for T-Shirt Tango, you won an award.
Yes, indeed I did, and I was pleasantly surprised. There's a short story writing competition called the Soulless Awards, organized by a publishing company called Traveler's Tales, which is which has a long history of using travel writing as a genre to publish a lot of their works. And I submitted it for the various categories they have for the short story competition and won a silver award. And I was pleasantly surprised because...
Is it American?
It is American. Yes. The Soulless Award and Traveler's Tales is based in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was nice. It made me realize that hopefully it's also doing all the things that I hoped it would do in terms of creating awareness of A, T-shirts, B, what they say, and C, how they affect people.
Yes.
You know, in fact, it would be nice to ask readers and listeners...
you have a challenge, don't you?
I do have a challenge.
You're going to challenge us again, right? Okay. Shoot.
No, it's not so much of a challenge as more of a plea, perhaps.
Okay.
Only because I'm so attached to the concepts of cultural baggage and concepts like that, that, you know, if you like, listener, do yourself a favor next time you go out on Main Street, wherever you are. Do please take a look at two or three T-shirts that you come across in the course of your walking along that day and see how they affected you consciously, subconsciously, and perhaps if you can and if you feel inclined to, reflect on what those the sayings on those T-shirts said and whether it really affirms your beliefs, confronts your beliefs, and whether, when you reflect on it, it will, what kind of an impact it has on you. And perhaps we can leave it at that.
Just share with the family members and...
Right.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, if you end up finding out that T-shirts are, in fact, a useful tool to have your child draw one himself or herself.
Yes.
And see what they come up with so you can see what's going on in their heads.
Yes. Right? And you did say to me off air that it'd be nice if listeners could share them with us. But that's going to depend if I can get my act together to get a place on the internet for people to share, which we'll try and do.
Well, I'm sure you will, Chris.
Really?
And if not, I'm there to remind you.
To help me. Yeah, I can ask you for technical support. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.